There are glimmers of new life in Milwaukee's Harbor District. On East Greenfield Avenue, a small park is taking shape. Nearby, a former coke plant site is slated to be cleaned up to make way for new development. The aim is to make the harbor more environmentally friendly to business and recreation. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz shares news on the water side. A creative effort is underway to make the harbor hospitable to fish, too.
Imagine you're a fish. You probably wouldn't choose the harbor, where Milwaukee's three rivers converge, as a favorite hangout. After all, its primary function has been commercial since the 1800s. Its edges are lined with steel piling, and the bottom is dredged to maintain a depth of 25 feet, allowing safe passage for large vessels conveying cement, salt, and such. But the highly urbanized waterway faces challenges, not least of which is stormwater runoff that sends pollutants into the harbor. But efforts are underway to improve water quality and encourage aquatic life to grow. Brennan Dow, a recent UWM School of Freshwater Sciences grad, looked for areas fish might thrive.
I'd map the habitat in the Milwaukee Harbor and its residing tributaries.
He sonar scanned 40 miles of shoreline in and outside the harbor, something that had never been done before, and found promising areas nearby, including in the Summerfest Lagoon.
We figured out that beach was a very good spawning location for fish. We ended up finding rock bass, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, pumpkin seed, bluegill.
There's also habitat upstream, but inside the harbor, it's pretty much a biological desert. Lindsay Frost, water projects manager with Harbor District, Inc., set out to change that. The Habitat Hotel idea hatched.
What fish like is a shoreline with a nice natural slope with places for plants to kind of grow, rocks and different crevices where fish can hide and find bugs and find food. So what we're doing is we're essentially mimicking that natural shoreline in a vertical fashion.
Frost is talking to students in Bradley Tech High School's welding program. They're helping to craft oases the fish can use as a rest stop on their way to and from Lake Michigan. Picture a 10 to 12 foot long steel pole with a series of shelves and baskets attached. Those are filled with water celery and pickerel plants. Frost says they're components of a healthy ecosystem that supports fish and other aquatic organisms.
So this is going to be welded to the seawall like this?
That's Bradley Tech High School student Gavin Felician.
We basically drilled holes for the brackets, welded so we can hold them on by chains. They got little feet so they stay off the wall.
The Habitat Hotel project began in 2016 with a prototype fabricated by the School of Freshwater Sciences and featured a custom-made basket.
And then I started thinking, that looks a lot like a fryer basket.
Lindsay Frost now buys fish fryer baskets from a Milwaukee supplier.
This is one of everyone's favorite components, is that you take a fish fryer basket and you give it back to the fish.
Frost hopes one day the underwater habitat hotels will line the harbor's edge.
All of the fish traveling between the lake and the rivers have to go through the inner harbor. So this is essentially providing connection points between the different higher quality pieces of habitat. We're not looking at these to be places where the fish are going to live forever, but they kind of help provide a rest stop on the journey.
17 of the systems have been installed. Nearly 3 dozen more are in the works. You can't spot them, though, since they're underwater. But above the surface, look for steel fish. Bradley Tech's welding class laser cut them to mark each habitat's location. Student welder Gavin Felician loved the role he played in the project. It turns out he doesn't just love welding. Felician loves fish, too.
I do a lot of fishing during the summer. I'm catching walleyes, pike, northerns, bass, all summer long. So just knowing that I'll be able to catch more fish would be cool.
Lindsay Frost reports fish have been hanging out in the Habitat Hotels. You can see some of the action on Harbor District, Inc.'s website. And the Habitat Hotels are getting other nibbles. Recently, they were granted a provisional patent. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.